Team News head of this, how are you looking?
We're looking okay. Lucas, James' husband and Richie Wellens will all do some sort of fitness test today and see how they come through it tomorrow. But they've got a lot better chance for this Saturday than they did for the Easter games.
And another boost, of course, is the Mate decision rightfully overturned.
Yeah, just glad common sense has been prevailed on that one. You know, we thought it at the time it wasn't a sending off, so we'd like to thank the FA for making the right decision.
And it's a big one, that, for you, isn't it? Because he's been exemplary, hasn't he?
He's been outstanding, and he was outstanding first half on Saturday before the sending off. So, and he's a big player for us, and his experience at this time will be invaluable as well.
And to have the others available, fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed it will be. You know, because with two games to go, you want everybody fit and everybody all hands to the pump as such.
And Lucas Neal, you've extended for the last couple of games. How important was that for you?
It was, and look, regardless of whether Lucas is fit for Saturday or not, he'll be fit for the Leicester game, but having his experience in and around the place, you know, he's a talker and he's a leader. And I know the other players already have appreciated his influence around the place, you know, so there was a little bit of that come into the thinking as well.
Long term, is it something you've discussed with him? Is he a player that maybe you'd like to see back?
Yeah, I would, but it's like all the players, it's, well, let's stay up first and then we can sit down and get everybody sorted out.
And that's difficult, isn't it, for a manager when you still don't know where you're going to be? I mean, we spoke a while back and you wanted all this done and dusted by now, didn't you?
Yeah, I would have loved to have it all done and dusted by now, but it's not to be. So, you know, we go again on Saturday. There's a chance if we win our game that it could be sealed. We can sit down next week. If it's not, then we'll do it after the Leicester game. You know, it's not ideal, but the players know the situation.
To leave Billy out was a big call, which you did last week. Is he back in the reckoning this week?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but Billy's, he's a great lad and he's a top player. We just felt that going down to Millwall and the way they'd set up, that Theo's pace would cause them problems. You know, so that's a decision I've got to make for this Saturday as well.
He's desperate to play, always. How did he take that?
It was fantastic. I knew he wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't have wanted him to be happy about being left out. But I must say that his attitude from when I told him that he wasn't playing to in the changing room to on the bench was top class. And that's credit to him.
And that result, what did it do for confidence around the place? The fact that you managed to do it with 10 men for so long?
We wanted to go down there and win. As you said, we've been 10 men for a large period of the game and picking up a point was fantastic. You know, defensively, the boys were outstanding. What it has done is it's shown them that they can do that. You know, and we'll need more than Saturday because we're playing against a good team and hopefully get a little bit of quality going forward that we've missed recently back in the air game.
40 defeats out of 5. What can you pinpoint? I mean, I know you've had a few bad runs of luck, haven't you, along the way, but it can't just be that.
I think individual errors, and especially in the Birmingham game and the way we started the Bolton game. After that happened, especially in the Bolton game, we recovered well. You know, going down to Ipswich, which was always going to be a tough game, we deserved a point and should have had a point. You know, then we didn't get the luck you were talking about that we needed. And then the Derby game, the two bits of quality throughout the both in the game and in the final third that we slightly missed. So what we can do now is, and what I've sensed this week is that the players after Monday are believing, really believing we can stay up. You know, the atmosphere's been great around the training ground, and we're so determined as a group to get a result with it being our last home game on Saturday as well in front of our own fans.
How confident are you that you'll do it?
I'm always confident, and I believe we will. You know, I don't want to say anything else because it's what I believe and it's what I firmly believe. Whether that's going to happen or not, nobody knows. But the one thing it is, it's still in our hands and there's still teams below us. I know it's tight, but other teams have to win their games as well.
It's incredibly tight. I can't remember it being as tight as this for a while in terms of how many teams could potentially go. Is that something new for you? Can you remember anything like this?
No, I can't. I remember going to the last game of the season once with Man City, where we had to beat Stoke to stay up and we were relying on other results. We went down and beat Stoke 5-2, but other results didn't go our way. I remember on the flip side going in a promotion season with Man City to go back up to the Premier League where we had to win, but other results had to go our way, and it worked that way. You know, so it's interesting for everybody. I think it's exciting as well. You know, I know for me, I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to it because I believe we can do it.
How many spots are open, do you think, in terms of teams going down?
I think, look, you've got to look at Charlton, us, Birmingham, Blackpool, Barnsley.
Yeah.
You know, and at the minute it's a 7-team league and we're sitting second.
The fate is in your own hands.
It is and it still is. Look, we want to win our games, we want to pick up the points that we need, but it is in our hands, you know, and that's a position I would much rather be in than having the teams below us.
Mm. And Reading this weekend, I mean, trying to get in the playoffs themselves, it certainly gives the game an extra edge, doesn't it?
It does, you know, they've got something to play for. Nigel is a fantastic guy. He's got a lot of Premiership players in his squad. Positive thing for me on that, if there is any, that when the bigger clubs have came to the Keep Moat with the recent Premiership experience, you know, you look at Wigan, you look at QPR, suppose you could put Leicester in there, we've really rose to the occasion, yeah. And our fans have really rose to the occasion, and we've got the victories, so that's another thing that gives us belief going into Saturday.
You got a bit of a hiding down there, didn't you, earlier this season, as I recall?
Yeah, we did. We didn't start the game well, but got back in it at 2-1, and, yeah. And we were in the game, and we were causing them problems, and then we ended up playing the last 15 minutes with 10 men, because Rob Jones had to come off,
yeah.
And you know, we were pushing for the equaliser, and they've got good players who can pick you out when that happens. So I don't think the scoreline was a true reflection on the performance. And personnel's changed as well. You know, we've got a lot of different players and a lot more experienced players in there.
And by a strange twist, you go to Leicester on the final day, your old club. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, do you really want to be going there chasing a result?
Well, let's get Saturday out of the way first. You know, if we have to go down there to get the result, I'll back the players all the way.
And McComb, we've seen bits of him recently, just to finish on that, because that's been a long one for him, hasn't it?
It has.
Trying to get back into action again.
Jamie's been absolutely fantastic when he was injured, and now that he's been back involved with the squad, you know, he's a bubbly character, he's a funny guy as well, but he's a top professional. And, you know, I know he's not had any match time since he came back up until the few minutes he got on Monday, but we wanted to get him back involved with the group because he's a positive influence on it, a bit like Lucas Neal as well. And the more players like that you can have, that experience is going to rub on the rest of them. And when they put Millwall the other day there, and they put Mark Beavers, who's 6'6", 6'7", up front from centre half, for the last few minutes, you know, it seemed the right thing. It seemed a logical thing to put Jamie on, and he won a couple of important headers.
Mm.
And he took great pleasure in telling me that was another clean sheet in his career.
And just for you, Paul, when you look back at the season, how much of a learning curve has this been for you at this level?
It's been brilliant for me. It really has. I'm learning all the time, and that's what I want to do. You know, I want to be the best I can. I keep talking about the players doing that, and I'm sure some of the experiences we've had this season so far will make me better for it.